It's Wednesday, so that means it's time for your listener questions. But first, a word from our sponsor, VirtualMickey.com. That's home of great iPhone apps like Days to Go, WDW. Days to Go lets you count on the days until that next Walt Disney World vacation with style. And as I glance down at my iPhone 7 Plus, every time I get a call, receive a text, or post to social media, I'm getting pumped up for that next trip. And this next trip is the Be Our Guest Podcast Cruise 4.0 on the Disney Fantasy. A little time at Walt Disney World before and after. And I'm telling you, this is an app that just gets me pumped each and every day to get back to Walt Disney World with friends. You can do the same. And once you have the app, you can customize it with your own pictures. And you can customize the colors, the fonts, and more. Audio alerts. It's amazing. And we're all counting down to the next trip. So do it the right way. Right now, grab Days to Go WDW over at VirtualMickey.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1136 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Wednesday to you, which here in the States for most people is like a Tuesday, which means Friday is right around the corner thanks to President's Day. But before we get you any more confused, we're going to answer your listener questions like we do every midweek, and it is time to do that. We've got lots and lots of questions. Hopefully you've been enjoying those instant listener questions on the Facebook group. We're trying to do everything we can to answer as many questions as we can in a week, so we'll keep that going. So keep those questions coming to Mike@BeOurGuestPodcast.com. We'll do our very best to answer your questions in a timely fashion. So joining me to do just that, we have Ricky from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and The Mouse for Less. And Ricky, as soon as we get a new show recorded last week, you know, we thought we had everything covered. We're talking about Wishes and Pandora, Rivers of Light. Boom, immediately, there's more big news that we're going to talk about on Friday. It never fails. We drive the news wheel down at Walt Disney World, don't we?
Apparently we do. So yeah, more great news came out, you know, that we're definitely talking about on Friday, but, I mean, I love it all. So I love that they're releasing a ton of news. So it keeps me busy, but I think it's fascinating as well. So I'm happy.
You know what? Let me ask you this, because I was thinking about this morning when I was, you know, out running early, had the day off and, you know, getting out there. And the question that went into my head was it not only like 2 to 3 years ago that we heard this big push that, you know, financially, Walt Disney World's going to kind of be, you know, a stand and pat for a little bit to catch up. And it seems like that as soon as they said that, everything started happening. Am I wrong there? Or am I missing something? I thought, I'm not kidding. That wasn't
that long
ago.
I think time has, it's been a lot longer than you think it has been. If I remember right, I think that was sort of back in like 2009, 2010, you know, back when things really were not the best, maybe a little bit into 2011, but then, you know, they realized, oh, hey, there's this little thing called Universal and the Wizarding World of Harry Potter that's killing it. So we might want to start investing a little bit. And of course, it doesn't hurt that the economy started turning around a little bit as well. So, you know, I think both of those things helped to spur Disney along on the project list.
Good points. Sorry.
But who knows for real?
That's true. Who knows? All right. Also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. Happy Wednesday, Pam. How's it going?
Happy Wednesday. You know, I like, though, we did cover a lot of news. And if we had covered, you know, other news, then we wouldn't have had enough time to cover it all.
True. So,
I mean, you know, they always say you got to leave Disney with like a reason to go back. And we have to leave the news show with a reason to go back and do another one. So
yes,
there's always news. And I love, you're absolutely right, Ricky. I absolutely think that both Disney and Universal spur each on to be better.
Absolutely.
That's what we need. A little competition is very good.
So. You know who benefits from that, Pam?
All of us.
We benefit from that. Exactly.
Well, at least you and I do.
That's right, because we go to Universal.
No, I'm all good. I'm liking it. You know what? People have new reasons to go to Walt Disney World. They have new reasons to listen to our podcast. Everybody has lots to talk about. Gondolas. I mean, that's all you got to say. The internet goes crazy, so we're going to talk about that on Friday.
Did you just call them gondolas?
Gondolas.
Gondolas.
Did you just call them gondolas?
Well, I'm a little Italian. That's how they call them in Italy. They call them gondolas. Gondolas.
Mike's getting very fancy.
That's it.
He's finding new ways to pronounce a word. Like who was it that said, oh, Jackson was a poor man who can't think of more than one way to spell a word? Well, for Mike, it's a poor, a poor man who can't think of more than one way to pronounce a word.
They're going to be, very fancy gondolas down at Walt Disney World. They're not going to be gondolas.
I love it.
Anyway, so feel
free. I
want
a fast pass for the gondola.
That's right.
Not the gondola, Mike.
That's right.
That's
where
I'm trying to pass off one of those gondolas on me.
That's what they are from now on. But anyway, let's get to the first listener question. It comes from Jennifer. She says, hi, Mike and ladies. I know I am full of questions lately, but trying some new things this coming trip. They're staying at Animal Kingdom Lodge for 2 nights before going on a cruise on the Dream in August. Any thoughts on Kidani versus Jumbo? So, Pam, I pulled this one because I know you have good insight into this one. When you go to Walt Disney, or when you stay at Animal Kingdom Lodge, you know, most people, if you're not staying DVC or, you know, and that sort of, you can also stay Kidani other ways. But what's the big difference when you stay Kidani versus Jumbo House? And if you, just a few thoughts there.
So I think one of the biggest differences is, you know, Jumbo House is really kind of the center of the action in terms of, it has that huge grand lobby. It has the pool area. It's that main building. Now, that can also be both good and bad for people, right? Maybe people are like, well, I want to experience a little quieter stay. And that may be a good reason to think about Kidani. But the other thing that I think you need to think about, too, is really go online. I think the Mounts for Less has some good photos of both the pool area, if that's important to you, at both the Jumbo House and Kidani. There are some real advantages. Well, I think the overall pool size at Kidani is smaller. They also have this water play area that's really cool and may be beneficial, especially to those who have kids, younger kids. So that's something that you're gonna want to look at. I think in addition, I think that some people just feel like they're far away from things when they stay at Kidani. They do have Sanaa, but it's not all of the different restaurants that Jumbo House has. Jumbo House has not only Boma, but also Jiko and Mara, which is the quick service location. So those are things to think about if that's important to you. Some things are important to some people. Some things are more important to other people. So take those things into consideration.
Yeah, with this question, I asked Mallory, you know, because the last time we stayed at Animal Kingdom Lodge, we were there for a few days. So we actually got to swim at both the feature pool at Jumbo House and the Kidani pool. And she preferred the Kidani pool. And I think a lot of kids are like that because, like you said, Pam, you mentioned the water play area. And that pool, while it's not as big, you know, I think as an adult, somebody wants to kind of sit on the sun deck and have a drink. I mean, it's gorgeous at the Jumbo House pool because you just have all the balconies and the buildings there. And the, I mean, there's just lush, you know, greenery, trees and ferns and everything. But I think the kids, you know, Kidani Village, and that's one of the things, she has two kids. They're thinking about not going to the parks because, you know, they're going on a cruise. So I think Animal Kingdom Lodge is a great place to land because I think you could really entertain yourself for a couple days before or after a cruise without having to go into the parks and save that expense.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that's a good point to make. I think the one thing, though, to note is probably as your kids get older, that's probably not going to be their favorite pool. I think that that appeals more to younger kids, don't you think? At least under a certain age, like under teenagers.
Yeah, I'd totally agree with that. You know, but Mallory right now is 9. She was probably 7 at the time. And I would say that's like the sweet spot, like probably from like 5 to 10. That they're going to really enjoy that Kidani pool. So, all right, next question comes from our good friends, Jimmy and Rhonda down in New Braunfels, Texas, down by Houston. They say, hi, Mike, Ricky, and Pam. We're signed up for the Wine and Dine 10K next November. We're staying at Wilderness Lodge Villas. Here's my question. Do all Disney resorts provide transportation to the race site, or is it just certain resorts? This will be our second Run Disney event, so we're familiar with how it works, but I thought at one time only certain resorts were race weekend hosts. Your show remains our favorite Disney podcast, and we never miss an episode. Your friends, Jimmy and Rhonda. And I always see Jimmy, he does the music for his church and is rocking it out, so I love that. He leads the worship there, so that's always awesome to see. And he's always posting Rockets win, because I guess he's a big Houston Rockets fan in the NBA. We don't have a basketball team. We don't have many teams. We got the Cardinals and the Blues, but love seeing his enthusiasm on Facebook. So, Jimmy, you're in good shape. All the resorts now for the major races, actually all the races, I guess, are host resorts. So you'll be able to catch a bus from Wilderness Lodge Villas there and head on up. What's the new name, Pam, real quick, for Wilderness Lodge? Boulder Ridge? Do I got that
Boulder
right?
Boulder Ridge, yes. That's for the villas. It's still, the main lodge is still Wilderness Lodge, so.
Yeah, they're staying at the villas. So they're at Boulder Ridge. Has the internet started using BRV now? Is it catching on? I got to get my acronyms down.
I have not seen that. I don't know. Maybe you can think of a different way to pronounce that, though, and that may like be the little spur that it needs.
Well, instead of it being Boulder Ridge, it's Boulder Ridge. It's all about how you emphasize the correct syllables. Boulder Ridge. No, just
that's
kidding.
That's right.
Do it.
It's Leviosa, not Leviosa.
Not Leviosa.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Not a clue. I love the fact that he doesn't.
Sounds like some, entree at Mama Melrose or something. I don't know. Anyway, all right, next question comes from Lucy. Dear Pam, Ricky, and Mike, thanks for such a great podcast. I love getting my Disney fix with you guys three times a week. I have three questions for you today. First, I have two Disney trips in the past 2 years, but have never managed to make it to see a night show or fireworks. I know, this is like breaking some Disney law, but I'm going to be in Disney World for Star Wars Dark Side Weekend with my mom, and we'll be running the half marathon on Sunday. Go Lizards! We are planning Magic Kingdom for Saturday and Epcot for Sunday afternoon after a mid-morning nap. If you could only pick one late evening, in which park would you recommend we make a point to see a nighttime show? Ricky, this one's yours. So they've never, this is even worse than you, Ricky. They've never seen a nighttime show. I know, you know, you don't tend to, you know, see parades and stuff, but they can go to Epcot or Magic Kingdom over Star Wars Dark Side Weekend. Where should they go?
Well, I think, and it's hard to say because we don't know what's going to happen with eliminations, but I think because Wishes is going away, I would say to see Wishes. I would say go to the Magic Kingdom.
Agreed. I would say that too because it's limited time magic, as they used to say. So do that now.
Yes.
All right. Second.
Plus, there's just,
go ahead.
Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead. Oh.
There's something about seeing a fireworks show at the Magic Kingdom.
That's
I think
true.
That's the perfect backdrop for it. So whether it's Wishes or the new show, which I'm always forgetting. I mean, I know it's like Once Upon a Time.
Happily Ever After.
I know it's some Cinderella reference, but.
Yes.
But yeah, so whatever it is, I don't care. I'd get my bum over to the Magic Kingdom to make sure I saw that, because where else can you see fireworks as the backdrop for the castle? Hello.
Yeah, sometimes at the Magic Kingdom, there's a castle. I mean, if you catch it on the right night, there's a castle there.
They put it out most nights.
Yeah, I mean,
night, but most.
I mean, you know, sometimes there's a crane, sometimes there's a castle. You just never know, especially around Thanksgiving. Anyway, second, I'll be back in Orlando in June for a conference at the University of Central Florida, this time with my mom and 23-year-old sister. They've both said they're not going to the parks. I can't understand what's wrong with them, so I need a good hotel recommendation for us for the 4 days before the conference and the one night after the conference. They aren't going to the parks, but as an annual pass holder, I will be. While I'd love to stay on property for the whole trip, I'm worried about having to get up before 7 a.m. to drive to the university every day, where I won't finish until after 5 p.m., especially when the rest of the group won't be going to the parks. What would you recommend? Note that my sister would enjoy a little time by the pool, but she's really not good at the whole sitting still and doing nothing, so being somewhere with activities, etc. would be even better. I'm even willing to consider a little bit of a splurge hotel for the last day, as it'll be a special treat for the two of them, and yes, we will have a car. All right, so she's looking for a place to stay, and you know what? I know she's saying, you know, stay closer to the University of Central Florida, but here's the deal. This is a Disney podcast. I'm a Disney fan. Let me give you my story of the one time that I never should have stayed at Walt Disney World, but I did when I was down there for something other than a Disney trip. This was back, oh my gosh, this had to have been back in 2011 or so. I was invited along with Jay, my good buddy. We got invited to the NASA Tweet Up, which was a NASA public relations event where they held a lottery of their followers on Twitter, and they picked some people to go to a space shuttle launch. So I was lucky enough to get picked. So I went down to Central Florida. Of course, this happened at the Kennedy Space Center over, on the Space Coast by Titusville, Cocoa Beach, which is about a 45-minute drive from Walt Disney World. Well, of course, I'm staying at Walt Disney World. I stayed at Pop Century. So you know what? I drove and I had to go back and forth for 3 days. And the thing about it was, you're a Disney fan. This is for Lucy. You're a Disney fan. You're an annual pass holder. You're going to be happiest on property, even at a value resort or splurge, stay at a moderate or even a deluxe. And the thing about it is, even if your mom and your sister don't want to go into the parks, like you said, your sister gets a little jittery if she's not doing something. There is so much to do. They could resort hop. They could have meals. They could swim at great pools. They could play putt-putt. I mean, Ricky, am I wrong here? I mean, Central Florida, what is it, about a 30-minute drive maybe? I'm not sure of where UCF is in relation to Walt Disney World.
I'm not either. But if they didn't want to stay at Walt Disney World, and I don't see why they wouldn't. Like you said, if they're looking for things to do, the Walt Disney World Resort is going to have plenty of things to do. So, that will keep them busy. But at the very least, if you don't want to stay there, at least look for a resort destination, because that will have activities for the family to do. So I know when I stay at the Hyatt Grand Cypress, which is right around the corner from Walt Disney World, that is a resort hotel. So there are amenities and things to do. So they have things like you can kayak. They have a wall you can climb. They have, they have various different things, activities that you can actually do while you're there. So if you're worried about that, then make sure you're staying somewhere that actually has a resort feel to it.
Pam, you're the resort person. What would you suggest in a situation like this where they're not down there for a Walt Disney World vacation? They're there to go to UCF or, some classes or a convention. But with proximity, what would you do?
I would be on site. I'm just an on-site kind of girl. Yeah, I think that I could go to Disney World, and it couldn't be for a long trip, but for a short trip, and never go into the parks. I think there's just so much available. First of all, they have so many activities at the resort, and when you check in, they'll give you actually kind of a resort calendar that lists the activities that they'll be having during your stay. But in addition, I think just having access to, say, for instance, the transportation. So if one of you is taking the car, then it's not like the rest of the folks have sit by the pool all day. Mm-hmm. They can take transportation over to Disney Springs. They might want to do a little mini golfing, so they could take some transportation there. Even if they aren't going to go into one of the theme parks, would they consider one of the water parks? That's something to think of too. There are just so many things to do and just lots of recreation available. So I would stay at one of the resorts. And it's not a bad idea to consider upgrading, because the other resorts also have more things to do, not only in terms of activities and resort activities that are being hosted by the resort, but they're going to have more amenities in terms of the pools that are available and the other recreation options that are available there too. So, the other thing I'm going to say is, at night, whether you're staying at no matter where you're staying, make a point to make some restaurant reservations outside the park, where then you'll be in a position where you can see some fireworks. If you don't want to eat at one of the restaurants where you can see the fireworks from inside the restaurant, make a reservation like at the Polynesian and then get yourself out there on the beach to make sure you see them, or try it at the Contemporary. I think that's something that, even if you aren't going into the parks, you can always take advantage of things like that.
Man, it's like you knew what our third question is, Pam. You are right on it. Before we get to the third part, though, we do this live on Facebook Monday nights, usually about 6:30 Eastern. Our good friend Patrick from Nashville is down at Walt Disney World right now. Just finished a meal at Geyser Point, the new quick service place over Wilderness Lodge. Said it was fantastic. So there you go.
Cool.
You heard it here first. It looks awesome. And they have breakfast, lunch, and dinner right now because Roaring Fork's down. So yeah, I got to get over there because I love Wilderness Lodge anyway. So I'm pumped. It's like open air too. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Isn't that awesome? I love those kind of places. So it kind of reminds me of Fish Lips over at Port Canaveral. I just love the open air places. That's me. Anyway, let's get back to Lucy's last question. Here we go. She says, third, I need two good non-park dining recommendations besides Ohana and Homecoming, which are already on my list. All right, Ricky, you give your one non-park dining recommendation, and Pam, you give another. So, Ricky, go first.
Oh, man. Okay. I'm going to go with Whispering Canyon. It was the first thing that came to my head. So I wanted to go with something fun. So Whispering Canyon.
Surprising. Okay. Pam, what do you have?
I was just going with something fun.
I don't know why. That's fine. It's fine. I don't know why I'm laughing. Go ahead, Pam.
I'm going to say go over to Animal Kingdom Lodge and do either Boma or Jiko and spend some time outside at that resort. Both of them have great food. It just depends on, you know, the kind of restaurant experience you're looking for. But I think being at Animal Kingdom Lodge is worth going to see.
In our chat, Patrick is throwing in, you got to go to Frontier Cochina at Disney Springs. And Patrick, our guest from Monday's podcast, is saying Sanaa. Go over to Animal Kingdom Lodge and enjoy Sanaa. That's one of the best experiences because you can see the animals and have outstanding food that you probably can't have back at your hometown. So good choice. I love our listeners, man. They do the work for us. They kind of, I shouldn't say this, Ricky, but you know, both Frontier Cochina and Sanaa, they beat Whispering Canyon.
I was looking for something fun for the family to do.
I know. I'd have said,
going based off of food necessarily. I was going based off of a fun family experience.
I know. We got to talk to Joanne too, because Joanne just did the Highway in the Sky. So we got to get a firsthand. We need to call her up and get an interview, like an exclusive, like an inside edition or something.
There we go.
Get to see how that, because she was posting pictures the whole night. It was better, you know, real quick. That was better looking than I was expecting. Like nice credentials there on the lanyard and all the foods and drinks and stuff. Not only did they look appetizing, they were presented so that the food and the drinks were just very visually, interesting to look at. You know, Joanne did a great job of documenting it as they went around. So is that on your list, Pam? Is that something you really want to do? I mean, where
yes,
are you like on a scale of 1 to 10?
Just that. I need to. I guess what I need to do is actually plan a trip down around where when I can score a reservation, which isn't always possible. It's so funny because I had seen someone I hadn't seen for a while this weekend, and they said to me, "You can just travel whenever you want." I'm like, "No, I can't."
No,
I actually do work during the day. At some point, they do expect me to show up around here. So I'm just saying, even though it's not going into an office, you know how that goes. So yes. It sounds more fun than it is sometimes. So
yeah, that's it. You got it. You know, the cruise is coming up. We got to put in our time before the cruise. It's just one of those things. That's what I keep telling myself. Just work like a dog until July, then have your fun. So that's what I'm going to do. All right, Nick's got the next question. Mike, Ricky, and Pam. Hey, guys, love the show and love listening in between our Disney trips to keep the magic alive. I wanted to send you a quick question about our upcoming trip. In a recent show, I heard you talking about Amazon Prime and getting things like groceries shipped to your Walt Disney World Resort. Currently, my wife and two daughters are getting ready to go down to Walt Disney World for the Princess Half Marathon, our first race in the world and our first half marathon, and usually we ship a box with groceries down to our resort. I was wondering, since you were talking about it on a recent show, do you have Amazon Prime? And we're looking into buying things and getting them shipped to our resort over at Riverside. I was wondering, if you can get them shipped to your resort, how do you fill out the shipping info? In the past, I shipped the box down with our resort names, check-in date, and the box magically appeared in our room on our check-in day. Is that the same process, or how exactly do you get things delivered to your resort? Thanks in advance for the help. Love the show, Nick. And he's on Twitter at @Nick_of_Ohio. All right, so Nick, I'll tell you what, you know, and again, we love Amazon around here, especially now. You guys are awesome helping us out through the link, too. That's awesome. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. Thanks to everybody for your awesome support. That is going very well, and keep it up, please. But as far as Amazon and getting stuff delivered, I found that this is very economical. It can save you money and time by getting breakfast bars and sodas and cups and paper plates and Pop-Tarts and things like that delivered. And what I use, you know, instead of like ordering it way ahead of time, I use that Amazon Prime Now, which is 1 hour delivery. And so before I go, I just put everything in the cart from home. So it's sitting there in the app in the cart. And then when we land in Orlando, I will order it, you know, at the airport or on Magical Express, and it'll be at the hotel about the time we get there. It is ridiculously fast. And so you just fill out, it tells you to fill out your name, but you know, you look up the resort address on, I said the address, I don't know what I'm doing today, address on, you know, on Google. I don't know what's going on with my accent, but you find the address on Google and you put that in, and I always put care of Mike Rallman, guest at Coronado Springs or Riverside, just so they know. I don't have a room number yet because I haven't checked in. But that always, what happens is for me, it's always gone to Bell Services. And so I just go down to Bell Services because you get a text when it's delivered to the resort. So as soon as I get the text within like an hour, 90 minutes or so, I walk down to Bell Services. They'll either deliver it if you got a lot of stuff and you just tip the guys that bring it down or gals. But I usually don't have that much. So I just grab the bag and a couple bags. I bring Mallory, make her carry it with me. So we bring it back to the room and it's awesome, really. You know, it's one of those things that, you know, 5 years ago, Garden Grocer and places like that were a really good option. But Pam, I know you're also a big advocate of Amazon and the convenience it can offer. And it's not really, you know, exorbitant in the amount of money you're paying for these items. So I think that this is going to be one of those things that Garden Grocer and the other local food delivery places that have been so popular over the past decade, they're going to kind of have to come up with a new plan, I think, now, because Amazon makes it so nice to get everything you need in your hotel.
Well, so I did use Amazon Now too, and I'll talk about that in just a second. But I think the benefit for Garden Grocer and some of the other ones is they have a lot more variety of products than you can get from Amazon Prime Now. And you can order. So like if you order from Garden Grocer, you can choose like the time and date that you can have it delivered too. So I think that that's a big plus for them too. So, but I think either way, and if you use either Amazon Prime Now or Garden Grocer, the other great thing is we were told by Bell Services that if it's something that delivers to Bell Services, that you're not going to be charged the $5 fee that you would be charged to receive a package. That, you know, some people mail themselves down. I don't know. I've heard of people like mailing stuff down a box of cereal. So I don't know where they're getting the cereal so inexpensively that it makes sense to mail it and then pay the $5 shipping or, you know, cost per box to go and get it at a Disney resort. But anyways, if you do order from either Garden Grocer or the Amazon Prime Now, then you won't have to pay that. At least that was information that was good as of right now. So, of course, always check in advance. But they're just great options. And I agree, it was amazing to have, you know, the things that we were able to be delivered come so quickly. I'm sure that they have, this is, you know, the Prime Now is only available in a few select locations throughout the country, and it must be a location where they have a warehouse available to them so they can pull those items. But I do exactly what you do, Mike. I put stuff in my cart when I'm at home, and then when I'm there, I can just look it over again, make sure I have everything, and then order on.
And so, I'll tell you, too, awesome. What that's really good for is if, say, you forget something at home, it kind of takes that anxiety out of, oh, man, I forgot to bring a lightning cord, or I forgot to bring, you know, because there's like a minimum purchase, but it's like 10 or 15 bucks. It's not much. And it'll get delivered, and there's like a $5 delivery charge. But when you're in a pinch at Walt Disney World and you forget something at home, it's so nice to kind of have that in the back of your mind that I can have this. I can go to the park in the morning, come back for a midday break, and it's sitting there. And also,
I know.
I know you've used that too. And the only time I was dinged for that extra like delivery charge was when I stayed at Coronado because it's a convention hotel. I didn't get hit with that any other place I stayed. Like even at Boardwalk, there was no charge. So I don't know.
There should be now because they put out that notice that said that they can do it. Of course, you know, your mileage may vary with that. But the other thing I wanted to note about the Amazon Prime Now thing is that I always have an Amazon gift card on my account. And that's what it pulls the balance from. But the tip that you give, which is kind of the delivery fee to the driver, it's kind of, they include that $5 delivery charge. They are not able to charge that to the balance of your Amazon gift card, which is odd. And so what was kind of funny is Steve had his corporate credit card hooked up to that account because he had ordered some stuff for some of his staff. And so when he gets home, he's saying to me, what did we do? What was $5 that we were, you know, when we were down there? What did we spend that on? And I'm like, what? I don't know what you're talking about. And then I was like, oh, that was the tip for the driver. And he's like, okay. I'm like, I'm sorry. I hope that now you didn't, like, you know, do some kind of corporate espionage or embezzlement or something. But anyways, he's like, no, I just have to write an explanation and then pay it back. And I'm like, okay.
So, my wife kept ordering stuff on Amazon time and time again. It was, you know, exactly. $500. Yeah. All right, let's get to the next question. It's from Chelsea in Baltimore, Maryland. It says, hi, BOGP crew. I have a few questions about my upcoming trip to Walt Disney World, May 13th through the 19th with my husband. I'm very excited because when we go, I'll be 27 weeks pregnant and celebrating Mother's Day. First, we've booked the Tomorrowland Terrace Fireworks Dessert Party because I love wishes. But then I found out that a new fireworks show will be starting May 12th at the Magic Kingdom. Is there any information you guys can give about the new show so that I can decide if I should keep the party reservation? All right, so Ricky, what would you do? They're the 13th through the 19th. What would you do? I mean, she's a wishes fan, but I mean, this new show's got to be awesome. I mean, this thing is going to be. I have faith. I would not change any plans to be like, oh, well, Wishes is gone. I'm not going to do a dessert party or to even just go to the Magic Kingdom. I'd be even more excited, I think.
Right, exactly. I would absolutely keep the dessert party. If that's something that you're looking forward to, it doesn't matter what kind of fireworks show you're going to be seeing. It's going to be spectacular because it's a Disney fireworks show at the Magic Kingdom. So,
yeah.
With that being said, you know, just, I know we talked about it a little bit last week, but just kind of as an overview, the new show, it's going to feature the latest in fireworks, pyrotechnics, lasers, brand new score, and it's going to have a lot of projection mapping, that technology that's been used for the Once Upon a Time show that's taking place now, and, you know, Celebrate the Magic before that, and lots of other shows before that. So the show is now going to have more of a focus on Disney characters. So it's going to have, you know, Moana, Brave, Big Hero 6, Zootopia, The Princess and the Frog, Aladdin, Hunchback of Notre Dame, Toy Story, Sleeping Beauty, etc., etc., etc. So I really think that it's going to be a fantastic show. It's going to be basically the Disney villains are going to attempt to quash the dreams and of the characters of the main plot of the new show, and it's going to force the heroes to fight for what they believe in. So characters will have to overcome their fears, and the heroes will, of course, triumph and are celebrated with fireworks. So I think I would absolutely stick with it, but that's just me. You know, your mileage may vary, but I would absolutely stick with it. So the only thing I am worried about is the projections on the castle and how well you'll be able to see them from the location that I know that you will be at for the dessert party. But that's the only thing that I'm a little bit worried about. So, because I'm not knowing, you know, what the show is going to look like, I don't, you know how well you'll be able to see the projections. And I haven't done the dessert party view since they started the projection show. They took over my spot a long time ago. So they only had fireworks when I used to sit there. So I'm not sure how the view is for that. But yeah, I would absolutely still go.
I think that's one of those things too, that, you know, now that we have these projection shows, and you see it especially at the studios with the Star Wars fireworks show, is that, you know, location does matter, I think, now more than it used to, say, 5, 6, 7 years ago, when it was basically just fireworks, because the fireworks are so high in the sky, you could be really anywhere and still see a great show. Now, of course, you know, the Magic Kingdom, you have some happening, you know, those ones kind of right off the Fantasyland buildings that kind of shoot up like alongside the castle, those white ones during Wishes. Then you have most of them, the big guys getting shot behind the park. So there's kind of a depth thing. If you're like in Fantasyland, you got to look one way, look the other way. But, like, you know, nowadays with projection, like you mentioned, Ricky, you have to pay attention to where you are, because, like, with Star Wars, you know, it's kind of cool to step back a little bit and see the fireworks. But when you do that at the studios for Star Wars, you miss a lot of the projections that are up on the building. So I think that, you know, being in the right place at the right time is going to be more important moving forward after Wishes. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. 150%. Yes.
All right, let's get to our second question. We're spending 3 of our 5 park days at Epcot. And on our last Epcot night, I've booked dinner at both California Grill and La Cellier. Whew, they're going to be full. We've been to and loved both, so I can't decide which one to keep. Which would you choose? I'm not even going to ask Pam, because California Grill's in the mix. No, I'll go to Pam, because we haven't heard from Pam here in a little bit. But Pam, Why would you pick California Grill over Le Cellier? Because I know maybe you'll surprise us. Who knows?
You know, the view from California Grill is going to be much better than the view of Le Cellier in Le Cellier. Le Cellier kind of reminds me of a basement. I mean, I'm saying it's a nice basement, but it kind of is loud and it's dark and it's kind of, you know, whatever. So that, you know, and as far as ambiance, it is not my favorite. But I also think, you know, that when you have a view of the fireworks or of the Magic Kingdom at night, it's very challenging to compete with that in terms of view. So that's one thing that I would consider. The other thing is, look at the menus, though. California Grill, first of all, has a great steak, which is what Le Cellier is known for, their steak. But California Grill has some great steak options, too. But there's also another myriad of options. I mean, there's sushi, if you like that. There's other great appetizers. There's a fantastic wine list. They do great mixed drinks. Their beer list has been expanding and has some great stuff on it too. I just think it's just overall a better experience at California Grill, but that's just me. So
I knew that. And Richard Worthington, Richard's in our chat, and he says Le Cellier is a dungeon. You know, it's a cellar. You know, Le Cellier, yes. It's a cellar. But I will tell you what, I have to agree, because it seems like, you know, it used to be really hard to get an ADR there. So frequently I get an ADR, but it'd be like 8 o'clock, 8:30. You know, while you're eating, you can hear illuminations going off. So, you know, you're in there late at night. And the thing is, you're kind of right, Pam, because I would be tired by that time of the night and I'm having a meal. I'm fighting to stay awake in that place because it is dark and it's like, it's cool.
It is.
And yeah, I kind of get it. Okay. Anyway,
it's Canada's basement.
That's exactly what it is.
I heard that's what Le Cellier means.
Yeah. Canada's basement. Exactly. All right. She says also, any tips for doing Disney while pregnant? I also want to do a gender reveal photo while we're there. Have you guys heard of any creative ways people have done that at Disney? All right, Ricky. So, you know, we've done actual shows on this over the years about doing Walt Disney World while you're pregnant. Just basically slow down, take your time. Don't go on any crazy rides. Obviously, they're going to be there later. That's not even worth the risk. Even the, you know, like it's a small world. The boat can bump. You know what I'm saying? Just think before you get on anything. This is going to be a trip, honestly, where you have nice restaurants, you see shows, and you know, some of your e-ticket rides might be a park bench on Main Street USA, people watching, because nothing's worth, you know, there's a lot of safe rides, but I'm just saying, I'm a kind of a paranoid person. That'd be my advice. But Ricky, what might you say to that?
You know, I think you're going to have a great time no matter what you do. It's hard. Obviously, I haven't done this before. Yep. Maybe someday. But, you know, I haven't done the whole pregnancy thing at Walt Disney World. So it's really hard for me to say. You know, just make sure you follow the rules of which attractions they definitely say don't ride, or at least talk to your doctor before you go and make sure that everything's okay. And that would be my big suggestion. So, as far as the gender reveal thing, I love that idea. Can I just tell you that I absolutely think that's a fantastic idea? I don't have any ideas offhand, but I can tell you that Pinterest is your friend. So I would absolutely be scouring Pinterest and just looking at ideas for gender reveal stuff. Maybe search Disney, see if some of that pops up as well, and kind of take some ideas from that and do it that way. But I love that idea.
I just came up with one. Okay, here's my. And
oh gosh.
You know what a romantic I am and how creative I am. So here we go.
Yes.
And I know this probably can't happen. I mean, this would probably take an act that may get you expelled from the parks for the rest of your life. But this would be cool. I mean, you'd have the moment. So you got to think about it that way. So what you would have to do now at a Mickey meet and greet. So maybe you'd have to have your husband like in on this. You either have to go to the Minnie meet and greet or the Mickey meet and greet, but you got to abduct one of them and bring them to the other person's location. So say like you got to find Minnie and drag her, you know, over to Town Square to meet up with Mickey. Then real quick, I guess you have an envelope or something like the Oscars. And so then you're out there. And then what happens is you peek into the envelope to find out the gender. And then either you like hug Mickey or hug Minnie. And that'll tell you the gender of the child. Is that not brilliant? I know.
Wait. What if instead of stealing them, I have an idea that you can do this where you don't get kicked
Chef
out of the
Mickey's.
You
Chef Mickey's.
You
right?
You have plush Mickey's and a plush Minnie, and you hold up one of those, or you could conceivably do something similar to what you're talking about, Mike, but at a character meal maybe you could work something out there where you kind of talk to them ahead of time, and then maybe you can work. Because I know that that worked with Brian and when he proposed to me, so that he called Chef Mickey, or, you know, he called the restaurant and worked that out. So you might be able to work out something that way. You're not going to be able to do it in the park, but at a character meal, you may have a better shot at it. So that is an option, I guess. And you probably liked Mike's idea.
And you know, we're just workshopping it here. You know, there's a couple rough edges still. You know, the expulsion thing might be a little bit too much. I don't know, Pam, what are you thinking? You know, my workshopping idea, I'm going to think on it for the rest of the week. But what might you come up with?
Well, I am
not that.
I am of the opinion that, you know, one of the things is to get the cast members help in situations like this. So what if you find a way to talk to one of the balloon handler people and go up and if you know the baby's, you know, revealed sex, go ahead and ask him or her to sell your spouse a balloon based on whether it's a boy or a girl. They don't always have pink or blue, but they usually have like red or blue. So maybe that'll be close enough. Or maybe they can help you get pink or blue. And I think that would be kind of a cool way to kind of reveal it. You know, but cast members are going to be your best sources. If you have an idea, ask a cast member. They may be able to help you implement it.
Yeah, that's
absolutely.
It. And in our Facebook Live, got a couple of great ideas. The biggest one that was going through the chat here real quick was to get two sets of ears. You know, one says prince and one says
that's
princess.
A good one.
You know, so there you go.
Oh, Cheryl! Cheryl had a good idea. Mickey and Minnie meet together at Animal Kingdom. Oh my gosh! Yes. Do it there.
Yeah, you don't,
I love it.
You don't even need a weapon. You know, you got it. You got it right.
You don't
there.
Need to steal anybody. Oh, Cheryl, yeah. I love that idea. I may have to steal that idea in the future. I don't know. We'll see. I'm not pregnant, but I may have to steal that idea. I always feel I have to say that because I swear whenever I talk about that, I get somebody who messages me, "Are you pregnant?" No, I'm not pregnant. I promise.
I bet you said that phrase more times on this podcast in the last 9 years than we've probably said Animal Kingdom. I'm just saying.
Probably at this point.
Who knows? All right. So let's, and also Lynn in the Facebook chat, you know, just mentioned stay hydrated when you're pregnant. That's of the utmost importance because, you know, listen to your body and stay hydrated. And she's been there, it sounds like. So absolutely agree, especially in the hot times of the year. And it can be hot. I mean, it was 78 in St. Louis this week. So, you know, I can imagine it can get up to 90 here soon down at Walt Disney World. So watch that. All right. Last question of the day. It's kind of an interesting one. It says, "Hey guys, I'm Chris Fillers, longtime listener from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Thanks for the podcast. You guys are by far the best. My question is, how do you guys think Disney is going to incorporate their own Disney characters into the land of Pandora? Thanks, Chris." Ricky, I would tend to say that there will not be a Disney character within, you know, a 1,000-yard radius of Pandora. But what do you think?
I absolutely agree with that. They are going with authentic as authentic can be with the land of Pandora. They are actually, you know, we are being transported to Pandora via ACE, which is the way that we're getting there. It is going to be 150% authentic. They are taking us to Pandora, the, what is it, planet? I'm not entirely sure what it is. I've only seen Avatar once. So they're taking you to, I'm going to go with planet, to the planet of Pandora. And so it's going to be 150% realistic. It's not going to have a stitch of Disney tied to it. I mean, besides the really cute little plush stuffed whatever blue thing that kind of looks like a Disney character a little bit, but you know that's in the concept art. But if that actually makes it out there, then that will be probably the closest thing that looks like a Disney thing, because they're transporting you. Like that's what they want you to believe.
So. Yeah, when I was pondering this question earlier today, and I do that frequently, I ponder the questions the day of recording. But Pam, I was thinking the only way you may see a Disney character, and I really highly doubt this. I'm totally with Ricky. I think you're not going to have a sign of a Disney character because of the authenticity that they want to, you know, give the guests. But might there be Disney plush in the gift shop maybe? Or no, not even that far. I'm trying to think of like Expedition Everest. I don't think there's Disney plush in that store either.
I think there are. I think they've added some more over the years. I'm wondering if there will be a little bit of Disney plush, or maybe some standard things that you may see at all of the different, you know, Disney gift card locations. But I think for as much as possible, you just aren't going to be able to, you aren't going to be able to find most of the Disney characters.
I'm totally fine with that. You know what? Because that section of the park, hey, it's Pandora, you know, so let's go all in. You know, it's kind of like Star Wars. I mean, as much as I love Mickey, you know, I can see Mickey other places. I want, you know, if I want to go to Dagobah or, you know, wherever it is, you know, I want to be immersed, and you get drawn out of
that
the immersion.
That is another place
Mickey.
Where I don't think you'll see a stitch of a Disney character that you, and once Star Wars Lands opens, they're also going to transport you there. Like, you're not going to see a Disney character. Well, I mean, you know, Star Wars is Disney, but you know what I mean. Like, you're not going to see Mickey dressed up as, you know.
Oh, but look, think of all the Mickey plush that are, like, yes. Crossovers.
That's true.
They
like
do
Jedi
have that
Mickey.
Plush.
Yeah. Oh, tough call. Good question, Chris. Yeah. Made us think. Hey, let us know what you think today on the Facebook page. We'll throw that out there and see what you think about Disney characters in Pandora. So send in your questions to Mike@BRGuestPodcast.com. Don't forget, today's show brought to you by VirtualMickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Theme Park News, Disney Edition, and Ricky. Don't get into what we're talking about on Friday, but what else is happening that you may read about on Theme Park News, Disney Edition this midweek?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so this week... And you're running out of time. I'm just going to tell you. Your time is almost up. But if you are a fan of the Oscars, you need to head to Disney's Hollywood Studios, because at One Man's Dream, you are going to be able to pose with an Oscar statuette. So make sure you hashtag Oscars. But that's one of the really cool things, that you get to walk the red carpet and pose with an Oscar. So... it's only until the 26th, though, so you are, you know, not, you're running out of time. You better be there this weekend.
That's right. Hey, it's Princess Weekend, though. Lots of lizards are going to be down there. So, hey, man, a medal and an Oscar. How's that sound? You know, some bling and some gold there, the gold statuette. So
two different kinds of bling, right?
That's it. That's exactly it. Yeah. All right. So Theme Park News Disney Edition. It's the free iOS app you need to grab today. These and other fine apps can be found over at virtualmickey.com. Give us a follow on the social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram @BRGuestMike. Drop by the Facebook group at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And the next time you are needing something from Amazon, just drop by BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon before you shop. And that will help support the podcast. And we appreciate that so much. All right, we're going to get out of here, and we'll be back again on Friday. Don't you worry. We got lots to talk about. So we're going to head over to Coronado Springs to kick it off and even talk about some gondolas on Friday's show. So you know, it's going to be a lot of fun. So for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you a great midweek. Time to get back to work, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.